Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this extra special International Women's Day episode of the Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. My name's Adam Tokarczuk. I'm your Library Services Manager. I'm joined today, by two very special guests, Kavita and Elaine. Kavita, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what your role is here at the Trust?
Yeah, hi Adam. Thank you very much for inviting me to this podcast. So my name is Kavita and I'm the Antenatal Education Lead Midwife. I'm also a cultural safety champion and a chairperson for our Women's Network. So my role is to involve supporting parents and staff in the Trust.
Thanks, Kavita. And yourself, Elaine?
Yeah, hi everyone. My name is Elaine. I'm the Health and Wellbeing Lead for the Trust. And that covers health and wellbeing for every member of staff, which is a lot, really.
How many have we got? Sorry, Elaine.
Just under 4,000 staff.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And a lot of those are women, I'm afraid.
Yeah, very true.
Well, thank you for joining us both here today. So what I'd like to hear about today is like your respective networks that you're involved with. So Kavita, if you'd like to start, can you tell us about the Women's Empowerment Network, please?
Yes, and as Elaine said, the majority of our staff are actually women. And because of this, and throughout my career, I've actually consistently heard staff talking about various challenges that they face in and out of work. Some of which I can relate to as well. So I was approached with the idea about starting the Women's Network, which I was very excited about. And because it was also a fantastic opportunity to reach out to staff, as together we can listen, unite and find solutions to help staff cope with stress and to prevent burnout. So our Women's Network was born in April 2023, to provide a forum for women, those who identify as women and allies across the Trust. So to amplify their voices, empower, share experiences, provide support, promote equity, learn about opportunities within the Trust, brainstorm new initiatives, and to find solutions to improve their work-life balance.
Thanks, Kavita. And Elaine, on the occasion of this day as well, you've included in your most recent wellbeing bulletin some information on International Women's Day. But did you want to say a bit more just while we're at this juncture?
The International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, the economic, the cultural and the political achievements of women. This is also a day that marks the opportunity to celebrate, raise awareness and move towards gender equality, with the theme for this year being Inspire Inclusion. Now, with women making up to about 76% of our 1.4 million workforce in the NHS, we are, and that is all of us, proud of all of the important work that all of our staff are doing, not just women, men as well, everyone in our Trust, everyone in the NHS. We're all proud of the work that we're all doing. And I think we need to thank all of the NHS staff for their invaluable contributions, which enable the NHS to improve women's health and improve their outcomes nationally and improve all of their working environment and how they work. And so whilst we celebrate that progress so far, we know that there is still so much more work to be done. And this can't be achieved without the continued efforts of everyone in the NHS.
Yeah, thanks, Elaine.
Yes.
Good summation there. So with it being International Women's Day on the recording date, this will go out a wee bit later, obviously. There's lots happening throughout the NHS. But do you want to just tell us a bit, Kavita, about what's been happening with the Women's Empowerment Network? What's coming up as well?
Yeah, so we listen to staff and we've arranged informative monthly events. Some of them are held online via Microsoft Teams, some of them are in person. So of course we try for our events to be as easily accessible as possible, especially considering our staff work flexibly and work shifts. And all members are invited to attend, not just women, but those who identified as women, allies. Everyone is invited to our events. Our guest speakers, we are very fortunate to have guest speakers who are experts in their field and are from various parts of the UK and even abroad. So for example, on the 28th of March, so this month, from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m., our guest speaker is Leslie Goodett. She's an author and self-care strategist. So she will be connecting with us all the way from Florida to help our staff identify signs of burnout and to share strategies how to cope. So Leslie is looking forward to hearing any challenges staff face in and out of work and any questions they may have.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that one, Kavita. I so am. But on the back of that, we had recently in February a really good event with a lady called Prash, and it was an online evening event, and I have to admit I was in the middle of cooking while I was listening, so that was quite a challenge, I have to say, to listen and be really connected but also chop vegetables. And she did a really good session on childhood trauma to professional success, and I have to say that so resonated with me, because it took 45 minutes before a light bulb went off in my head that my childhood experiences came from my parents who were in the Second World War, and how when that all finished and they came out and how they managed to piece their lives back together, etc., informed who I am today. And it was a powerful message. Now, you can connect to that event on YouTube, and I've included that link and the browser link into the Health and Wellbeing newsletter. So if you get a chance, click on it, put it into your browser, look at it on YouTube. It's a very powerful message that she's come. And I just thank Kavita for putting on these sessions for us here in the Trust.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. So bring an endorsement there for your programme, Kavita.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
Elaine, just because you've mentioned it there, can we hear about your newsletter, the wellbeing newsletter, because it's in a cool new format now?
Oh, yes. So when I first started this last year, it was only 3 pages. You know, and we're now hitting like 26 pages with all of the information that I try to impart to help all of our staff to look at their healthy living, look at their mental health, to look at, you know, being safe, all of these things. And we've now moved from a PDF format into a really good electronic newsletter, which Comms puts together for me from my newsletter. But in there are so many stuff, you know, like healthy eating. I've now included a couple of recipes a month for people to try, and if anyone's got some really good easy to do recipes, send them to me in the email and I'll include them in the newsletter. Stuff on mental health, we've got some stuff coming up on from Affinity, some courses from Affinity to do with, if you're looking at your pensions, you're looking at when you're going to retire, if you want to look at your financial well-being, there's all of this different information there for our staff to be able to connect. And if anyone's got anything interesting they want to part on health and well-being, please do so. I know I badger Adam a lot and I badger Kavita a lot to say, come on, what have you got coming up this month I can include? So, yeah, it covers a wide range, and I'm really excited that it's going to be, you know, electronic, accessible to everyone in the Trust rather than just going out to managers who I know they're so busy may not be able to disseminate it down.
Oh, that's great that the coverage has gotten broader as well, Lane. I didn't know that. That's brilliant. Great to hear. So what else would you like us to know about the both of you? So Kavita, you've got more things coming up with the network as well, and more to share with us, yeah?
To share. So yes, there's always lots going on with this network. And you know, of course it was born in April 2023. So you know, it's still brand new in new stages, but yes, so far, please do look out for our Women's Network logo. The colors represent purple for dignity and loyalty and white for purity, which captures our network's values and ambitions. This network is for all members of staff, but we are aiming to start a women's circle, which is a safe space for women and those who identify as women to attend. It can be online, it will be on, you know, it can be in person. And this is to share experience, you know, and have the opportunity to meet other people who might be facing similar challenges. So staff, we believe staff should not have to suffer in silence. So please do contact us to express your interest.
Great, thank you. What's the email to get in touch? Sorry, Kavita.
Yeah, so the email address is thh.womens.network@nhs.net. But also you can download the THH NHS staff app, click on Get Involved and Staff Networks and look for our logo. And you can get lots more information on there. We are hoping to do videos, podcasts, you know, any events we have, we are hoping to start updating on our staff app.
Nice, thank you, Kavita. And for you as well, Lane, how can people submit things for the newsletter, the bulletin, please?
So if you click into the new newsletter, there should be like a little survey link where you can put in how you feel about the newsletter, what you'd like to see, and that will all come to me on a monthly basis. You can email at thh.engagementandwellbeing@nhs.net. That information, if you've got anything, will come to me there. And yeah, we're looking at under health and wellbeing, having a similar thing to what Kavita's doing for the Women's Network and having a monthly topic on health and wellbeing. So I'll be tapping into Kavita with regards to the menopause, having the talk on what the Women's Network are doing, engaging with yourself, Adam, and asking you to come in and have a topic on the library services. And we're just going to be trying to make it a great place for people to work and a great place for us to support our staff in.
Lovely to hear. Thank you, Elaine. And thank you, Kavita. So really, really great to hear from the both of you. Lots happening, like you say. Look forward to hearing about more of it in the coming weeks and months and years. So everyone, thank you for listening to us, for joining us today. If you'd like any help from the library, you can always get in touch at thh-tr.library@nhs.net. Come in and see us in the Education Centre of Hillingdon Hospital. We'll leave it there for now. Just a final thanks to both of you for your contributions.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.